Dr. Mike Davidson joins us on the programme, Chief Executive of the so-called Friends, Our Friends, the Core Issue Trust, a charity that says that it challenges gender confusion. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Hello.
As you heard there, the Reverend, a member of the church, a person of faith, says when he's seen it applied, there's been too much damage to a person, the people come back more broken.
Well, the Church of England is very well aligned to the government, isn't it? It's doing the will of the government. We saw this in China when the church did the will of the Chinese government. We've seen it in Russia. But these churches don't last because they become so liberal. In the end, they lose genuine Christian believers. So the Church of England, yes, is doing exactly what the government wants it to do. I doubt whether it's going to be successful in banning something when it's a basic human right for people to choose the direction that they want to go in.
Tell me, how does it work, gay conversion therapy?
Well, I don't do conversion therapy. That is not a term that we use. That is a term that has been imposed upon us by the gay lobby and by those who have successfully worked their way into very high-level organizations. You'll notice that these are statements coming out of the professional mental health bodies made by executives. It is wrong to assume that every person belonging to the UKCP or to the Royal College of Psychiatrists or the General Medical Council agree with what the Reverend is espousing. It's just not that simplistic, I'm afraid.
Just tell us how it works. How do you get the homosexuality out of someone?
We work with individuals, first of all, to recognize that their desire to go in a different direction is legitimate. We don't use any magical type of therapies. We simply stand with them. We talk with them. We listen to them. We listen to their histories. We listen to the heart of what they are aiming to do. And then we support them in that process. And very often that involves looking at what has happened in the past, how they have missed the opportunity to bond with the same sex, and because they haven't bonded with the same sex, very often it becomes something of a mystery or a mystique, and that leads to sexual attraction and to behaviors that they don't want. So we look at whatever is presenting itself. If it's low self-esteem, if it's trauma in the past, we look at it and we work with it and we take it seriously. We don't just say to people, well, you have the feelings, therefore you are gay. Science does not support the idea, as the BBC reported a few weeks ago, that there is a gene that singly indicates that a person was born gay.
Yes, you dispute the fact that people are born gay, don't you?
I certainly do. I don't say that there is no genetic contribution. The science is showing that there is a very small genetic contribution. But even the Royal College of Psychiatrists says that postnatal factors are what contribute to this. And therefore, the environment plays a significant part. If that's the case, then we should be able to support people coming out of it.
Let's go back to the Reverend Dodgen, who says he doesn't understand why certain religions have such a hang-up about this. Doctor, can you still hear me?
Yes, certainly.
Yeah. The Reverend says he doesn't understand why certain religions have such a hang-up about this.
Well, some people feel as though their identity to be ex-gay is under threat. It's like we are living in what we call a must-stay-gay society. If you at one point identify as gay, it's almost like a cult. You're not allowed to leave it. And if you do, then you're being disrespectful or homophobic towards
it's with
gay
respect,
people.
Doctor, it's not a cult, is it? Being gay is not a cult.
It's cultish behavior. That's what I said. When you're not allowed to leave a community, and if you do, you're persecuted. You're somehow doing something wrong, because once at one point you said you were gay, but now you're going in a different direction.
But isn't it not the case that people are choosing the therapy because they are persecuted for being gay in the first place?
Well, the first thing of any responsible person in this field is to find out why somebody has come for therapy or for any kind of work. And if they've come because a church has sent them, or because any other person has in some way indicated that they should move away from this, then that person is not properly a candidate for the work that I would do.
Do you see homosexuality, Doctor, as a sin?
Yes, from a Christian point of view, it very clearly is sinful practice and something that we need to move away from. That's where I fundamentally disagree with the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Church of England, which really has moved away from the central one of the central teachings of the Bible on human sexuality.
What about all creatures, great and small? Didn't the Lord God make them all, and thus those that were gay?
He makes every human being and gives them a spirit, a desire to seek Him and to live in harmony with Him. But He didn't create gayness. The science indicates that that is not the case. The gay lobby hangs on to that and therefore will oppose anybody who has a different point of view.
Dr. Mike Davison, sadly we have to leave it there, we're right out of time. From the Core Issues, the charity that says it challenges gender confusion. More about this in just a moment.